All of us have decisions to make. Life is full of crossroads, and we need divine direction. Which way do I go? Join us as we study God's Word today with Scott Pauling.
At times, we make the will of God such a mystical thing, something that is almost unknowable. It's so far out there, we can't attain to it, and yet, in Scripture, the will of God is very simple. It's very plain. God leads, in the words of the psalmist, in a plain path. He's not hiding His will. He wants to reveal it because He wants you to do it. He wants you to participate in His plan for your life. The real struggle is just getting us to the place where we're willing. That's where we've come to in Acts chapter 9, verse 6, when Saul says, "Lord, what wilt Thou have me to do?" And we've learned, of course, that the first step in finding God's will is just knowing God. The first step was his encounter with the Lord Jesus and considering his own life and who Christ was. It has to begin there. But let me show you today what the next step is, because this is powerful. You know, sometimes it's the simple things that are the most profound. In Acts 9, verse 6, Saul says, "Lord, what wilt Thou have me to do?" And here's the answer. "And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." That's it. That's all. Nothing else. Now here's the man who's going to be the apostle to the Gentiles. Here's the man that is going to write the vast majority of our New Testament. And yet, when he asks the question, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" God doesn't say, "Well, I want you to write Scripture. I want you to take these three missionary journeys. I want you to start churches in the following cities." No. He simply says to him, "I want you to get up, and I want you to go into the city and sit there. And I want you to sit there until I tell you what the next step is." In other words, basically the Lord gave him one step to take. He said, "You take one step, and then I'll show you the next step." I believe this. I believe the answer to the question, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" comes as we simply take the next step. That's it. Now see, what we want God to tell us every step. But no, God's not going to tell you many things. God's going to tell you one thing. And may I ask you today, what is your one thing? What's the one thing the Holy Spirit has told you to do that you've not yet done? What's the one thing you know you should have already acted on it, but you've not yet done it? Well, the Bible says you need to get up right now, today, right where you are, and take that one step. Don't expect to know the rest of the will of God if you won't obey what you already have been given. Listen to the words of Scripture, "And it shall be told thee." He says, "Look, I'm going to show you more, but you've got to do this one thing." It sounds a lot like what Jesus said in John 7:17, "If any man will do my will, he shall know of the doctrine." Will do, shall know. And notice, please, that the will of God was not future, it was present. We sometimes think that the will of God is something we're going to do later. It will come to us later on. No, the will of God is not a distant thing. It's a present thing. It's right where you are. Wherever you're listening today, whatever the next step for you is, take that step today. What was that for Saul? Well, for Saul, the next step was go sit in a house in Damascus. That doesn't sound like a lot of fun, does it? That sounds fairly boring. In fact, you remember, he's blinded. The Bible says in verse number 8, "Saul rose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. And they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat and drink." This is not an enjoyable 3 days, but he's simply doing the one thing God has given him to do. And sometimes we're waiting for the exciting, the spectacular, the big public thing. But much of God's work is private work. Much of God's work is not done where everyone sees. These little words, "he saw no man." What's going on here? God is getting his eyes off of everybody and his eyes on the Lord alone. Remember, the last thing he saw before he was blinded was the glory of the risen Christ. So he had to sit in that house for 3 days and think about nothing but the Lord Jesus. We'll come back to that thought later, but could it be that the Lord is simply waiting for us to take the next simple step so that he can begin to unfold more directions for our journey? If you read and study through the rest of Acts chapter 9, there are additional steps. The next step is he's going to get baptized. By the way, when you get saved, that is the next step of obedience. That's the first step of obedience for a new believer. And so if you've never taken that step, take that step. And then he's going to spend time with the disciples. The Bible says in verse 19 that he was certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. I believe that was one of God's steps for him. He needed fellowship. He needed instruction. He needed friendship and accountability. And you need that. I need that. There's a picture here of the local church. And then in verse 20, the Bible says, "And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he's the Son of God." So the next step is he's going to begin telling others about the Lord Jesus. He's going to begin to witness about what God has done in his life. Do you see the progression? Do you see the spiritual chain reaction that's set in motion here? Go sit in the house. Now get baptized. Now spend time with the disciples. Now start telling others about Jesus. And step by step and day by day and moment by moment, he is fulfilling the will of God. You see, the will of God is not some distant place or thing. The will of God is one step at a time. All the parts make the whole. And God guides as we move. Remember that you can't steer a vehicle that's sitting still. It has to be in motion. And so God says, as you begin to move forward, I'll begin to lead and guide and direct. The answer to your question, "Lord, what will Thou have me to do?" will come as you begin to take the next step. There are lots of examples of this in Scripture. For example, do you remember Abraham in the Old Testament? God called him. Big calling, big work for him to do. Big promises, and yet he did not give him all the details. He simply says, "Leave where you are. Get out of where you are. Take the next step." And so the Bible says that Abraham went out not knowing whither he went. I mean, I tell you, that's a frightening thing. I've been there. I remember when God led me to leave the place where I'd been for over 2 decades and step out into the unknown and take a step of faith, me and the Lord, and obey what God had put in my heart to do. And I remember taking that step. I didn't know the details. I didn't know what was around the next bend. But that was part of it. It was simply taking it one step at a time. And how about those wise men? We all want to think of ourselves as wise. But even the wise men didn't know what the next step was. The wise men that came to see the baby, the Christ child, who came to worship the Lord Jesus. Do you remember them? They too had to follow divine direction. And I don't care how smart you are, how educated, or how wise. You need divine direction today. But did you ever notice that as the wise men followed that star, the star came and stopped in Jerusalem? Where was Jesus? He's in Bethlehem. He's not in Jerusalem. Why did it stop in Jerusalem? That was one of the stops that God had for them along their journey. And they had to wait on the Lord. And then when the star moved again, they moved again. The Bible says in the Old Testament, the Proverbs, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And George Mueller once said that God taught him that not only are the steps of a good man ordered by the Lord, but the stops of a good man are ordered by the Lord as well. And so sometimes God moves and sometimes God says, "Wait." We'll talk more about that in our next study. But one step at a time, as we obey what God has revealed to us, God leads us and directs us. Light obeyed brings more light. Light disobeyed brings darkness. Follow the light you have today, my friend. Follow the star. Obey the command God has given. Take the next step, and God will continue to show you His will for your life.